From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama Thursday assured Germans of America's continuing unity and cooperation with Europe. The U.S. leader, who chose Germany as the main stop in his final overseas tour as president. Mr. Obama made his remarks during a news conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin. The president had kind words for the European Union.
I continue to believe what I said in Hanover, that the EU remains one of the world's great political and economic achievements, and that those achievements should not be taken for granted, that they need to be nurtured and cultivated and protected and fought for.
The president sought to calm European leaders nervous about a feared American turn toward isolationism following the election of Donald Trump. Trump, meanwhile, met Thursday with key advisors and candidates for top jobs in his upcoming administration. Trump met in New York with his first foreign visitor, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Abe and other leaders from Asia are concerned about Trump's call for allies to pay more for U.S. military protection. They also are concerned about his opposition to the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The president-elect's transition team has submitted paperwork that will allow them to get briefings from the White House. Meanwhile, a Pentagon official says the transition team has contacted the Defense Department and hopes to begin to plan future meetings on Friday. Donald Trump plans to meet this weekend with former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. Romney was an outspoken opponent of Trump during the recent political campaign, but reports say he may be in line for the job of Secretary of State. This is VOA News. Head of U.S. Central Bank Janet Yellen says an improving economy could lead to an interest rate hike. Yellen spoke to a key congressional committee Thursday, saying any interest rate increases are likely to be gradual. Many economists say a rate increase might come at the Fed's next meeting in mid-December. On another topic, Yellen said she has no plans to quit despite recent criticism.
I was confirmed by the Senate to a four-year term, which ends at the end of January of 2018, and it is fully my intention to serve at that term.
Janet Yellen. Mozambique media reports 73 people killed Thursday when a fuel truck exploded as residents gathered around it to buy fuel from the driver. More than 100 people were injured. Charred bodies of the victims were scattered about the site in the town of Chafarizanga in Tete province. The cause of the explosion was not immediately clear. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has vowed to bring to justice and punish a U.S.-based cleric he accused of plotting the failed July 15th coup attempt in his country. Mr. Erdogan spoke Thursday in Pakistan after wide-ranging official talks with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. He later addressed a special joint session of the Pakistani parliament. Cleric Fethullah Gulen has repeatedly denied involvement in the coup. Authorities in Pakistan say they have captured a group of 8 people operating a recruitment cell for the Islamic State group. Counterterrorism forces in an overnight operation arrested the men in Lahore. An official statement Thursday said authorities also seized mobile phones, laptops, and IS propaganda material. The detainees were allegedly recruiting young men to send them illegally to Syria via Afghanistan and Iran. After 2 elected Hong Kong lawmakers took their oaths of office, advocating a retreat from the one country, two systems principle that binds Hong Kong to China, Chinese President Xi Jinping addressed legislators in Beijing, insisting there is only one China. Mr. Xi said the Chinese people oppose efforts to split the country and that the government will not allow any part of its territory to break away. After Russia's decision to leave the International Criminal Court, a Philippines withdrawal might follow. President Rodrigo Duterte threatened to leave the ICC a day after Russia's President Vladimir Putin signed a decree blocking his country from participating in the war crimes court. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade Thursday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.